Yeah, so basically, you know, I worked on some of the One Direction songs on the album Four, with Julian Bonetta and John Ryan, who are kind of the main, that were the main One Direction team for those last few albums.
Right.
And through that, I met One Direction a few times, and basically, my co-producer, Matt Rad, who I did In the Name of Love with, he was asked to go in the studio with Niall and Louis from One Direction to write for the fifth One Direction album, and he was like, I want to bring Roseanne in, and Niall had heard of me. They had all kind of knew who I was because of the songs I'd written on Four, so they were like, yeah, we'd love that. So on the day I went to work with Niall, Louis didn't show up, but Niall showed up, and we basically wrote a few different ideas, and Niall was like, we got on so well. We're Irish, so we kind of instantly became friends, and we just kind of stayed in touch. And obviously, the next One Direction record came out, and then Niall texted me saying, "Would you be interested in writing with me for my first album?" And at the time, I had no idea what type of album he wanted to make. I was also working on Liam Payne's solo stuff, and I said, "Of course, I will." And we came in, and the first day we wrote You and Me, which is on the album, and the second day we wrote Seeing Blind, which is the duet with Marilyn Mars. So during that year, he would just text me at different times and say, hey, can you come in this session with me? So we did one with Greg Kirsten called Since We're Alone. I did Fire Away with Julian John. And the second last one we did was Soham. And then the next day we did Fire Away. So for me, it was like a process that was so easy because every day I worked with him, those songs ended up on the record. I think there's two maybe that didn't. I did seven songs with him. So 7 days with him and seven songs. And we wrote together in his house, and we kind of became really good friends. And so I was really shocked that the five ended up on the album. And then especially with Slow Hand, that was written like a month before it came out. So that was a very quick turnaround. So I was just excited that it was coming out, and again, I think none of us thought it was going to be as big as it was. But Niall has such a vision for his album, so I really credit him a lot with a lot of the stylistic ideas. Like, he knew what he wanted to be, he knew what he wanted it to sound like, and he had a book of ideas, and he would always come in with like a lyric, a line even, or a story to like really. So as a writer, it was a dream collaboration because it was so easy for me to fill in the blanks for him and to kind of. Seeing Blind was kind of my idea of wanting him to do a big kind of pub anthem, like Irish folky country song.
Uh-huh.
And he kind of because of the Irish part of him. And so I feel like we are really good writing together because I get what he wants to sound like and the vision of what he wants to be.